I'm Brian Milligan, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. There's something powerful about hearing somebody tell their testimony of how they came to know Jesus. Often, those stories are about a dramatic life change, or even a rescue story. Stories like that grab our attention because they're real. In Acts chapter 26, we read Paul telling the account of his Damascus Road moment for the third time in this book. And this real and dramatic story leads to some interesting reactions from the authorities. Here, Paul is standing before King Agrippa, giving his defense for preaching to the Gentiles way back in chapter 21. But this isn't just a legal defense. This is Paul's chance to share the story of how Jesus completely changed his life. He talks about how he used to hunt down Christians and throw them in prison. But when Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus, Paul's whole life changed. In verse 19, Paul says, "So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven." From that moment forward, Paul lived differently. He preached repentance. He shared the message that people could turn to God and receive forgiveness, not by following every rule in the book, but through faith in Jesus. You'd think a story that dramatic would have had the whole courtroom on their knees, but the reactions were mixed. Festus, the Roman governor, interrupts Paul and says, "You are out of your mind, Paul. Your great learning is driving you insane." Meanwhile, King Agrippa seems more reflective. He says, "Do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian?" These are haunting words, and probably Agrippa's attempt to avoid the logical trap Paul seems to be setting for him in this defense. But his answer is interesting, and one we might encounter when we ourselves try to share the gospel. "Do you think you can persuade me so quickly?" Some translations phrase it like, "Almost you persuade me to be a Christian." Almost. So close. Isn't that the tension we see all around us? People who hear the gospel, who admire the message, who maybe even feel something deep down, but stop just short of a surrender. They're interested, but not ready. Moved, but not transformed. Agrippa doesn't laugh Paul off like Festus does. He's clearly intrigued. But intrigued isn't the same as converted. Paul responds passionately. "Short time or long, I pray to God that not only you, but all who are listening to me today, may become what I am, except for these chains." That's such a beautiful moment. Paul, in chains, still full of hope that his story might spark faith in someone else. So what can we do in response? First, don't underestimate the power of your story. Paul's story was dramatic, but yours is meaningful too. The way Jesus changed your life, even if it wasn't a Damascus Road moment, is something worth sharing. People can argue theology, but they can't argue with your experience, so tell your story and share the hope you've found. Second, don't settle for almost. Agrippa's response is a warning. Don't let proximity to truth replace a real response to it. If you've been close to fully following Jesus, move past almost. Don't wait. And finally, learn from Paul. He didn't let rejection or cynicism stop him from hoping. Whether people laugh it off like Festus or sit on the fence like Agrippa, keep loving, keep praying, and keep sharing. God can work through your words even when it seems like no one's listening. So the next time you have a chance to talk about your faith, don't hesitate. You never know who might be just one story away from saying yes instead of almost. The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To find out more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.